Next up is agenda item four. That's PR 2024-011232, VAC 2023-00001, a request for vacation of public easement submitted by Jeremy Salazar as agent for Jay Redlin, requesting the aforementioned action for all or a portion of 21 Block 49, Snow Heights Edition, zoned MXL, located at 9720 Candelaria Road Northeast between Eubank Boulevard Northeast and Carroll Street Northeast, containing approximately 0.3673 acre. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
This is Jay Redlin. I'm here.
Yep, and Jeremy's here as well.
Thank you. Who's going to be presenting?
I can.
Thank you. Jeremy Salazar, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so we did the DFT meeting earlier last month. So really, we're just confirming that we're on track and there's no objections to the vacation of the easement. We realize we still need to do the replat, and we have our surveyor working on that. So really, this is just to confirm that we're on track. And if we can get the official approval, that would be fantastic.
Great. Thank you, sir. Let's see if there's any public comment. And then if there is, you'll have a chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item four. We're in the public comment portion of that case. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide testimony on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Salazar, it doesn't appear there's any public comment. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections to the vacation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Code Enforcement. We'll be presenting those comments.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I'll be delivering code enforcement comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Thank you, sir. And next up is Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is Hydrology. He'll be providing the Hydrology comments.
This is Richard Martinez for Hydrology. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection to the vacation public utility easements prior to submitting for a building permit for any site upgrades. Licensed New Mexico civil engineer will need to submit a grading and drainage plan to Hydrology for review and approval. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And next up is Transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. And next up is the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Anthony Montoya.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we do not have any objections. I would just like to comment that the project and application numbers must be added to the document and drawings prior to final sign-off of the plat. The AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. That's all we have, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Anything further, Mr. Salazar?
Yeah, I do have some questions. So we're just wanting to confirm that we understand the next steps in the process. So At this point, if this is approved, we just need to provide the replat. Is that correct? With the obviously the application for replat.
Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Are you there, sir?
I can answer these questions about future
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Thank you. Jeremy, so Ms. Montoya, she put into her comment memo a link to ABQ plans, a new application process or that you need to go through. We'll be happy to help you out, but the next step will be a minor plat. That's what you'll actually need to apply for, and that'll just need to be within the next year of this action. Should this get approved by the DHO, that you would have a year to apply for your minor plat.
Okay, and I just have a few other questions if that's okay.
Sure.
So on the comments on the document that was sent to us, it does state that so transportation has requested widths of existing sidewalks and buffers, confirm compliance. Is this, do we need to have the widths of sidewalks on the replat, on the application?
Replat, correct.
Okay.
And I'll just note, this is Jay Rudenbeck, I'll note that Ms. Montoya put in the conditions prior to final sign off of the plat. The AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. Again, that's future. That's the future plat in action. That has nothing to do with this vacation action. That's the future plat in action.
Okay. Then it mentions for the replat, we need signatures on form PLT. I've already done that. Do I need to do it again?
We'll have to figure that out, but we'll work with you, Jeremy.
Okay.
We'll work with you after this meeting on any questions you have about the replat.
And then in terms of the platting application, we've got, you said a minor. It's a minor
Yes.
application. Okay.
Yeah, it's a minor plat, is correct.
Also on the document, it mentions that the plat needs to be sealed, signed by the surveyor and sealed.
Correct.
But then I also need to get signatures from various city departments and I think the engineer for the city. So I guess I'm just confused on if it's sealed, how would I get the signatures on that replat?
Again, we'll help you out with this process. You'll need to hire a surveyor licensed in the state of New Mexico to create the plat. And at that point, you'll need to get utility company signatures, a MAFCA signature, the city surveyor signature on the plat. We got a contact list with utility companies in the MAFCA we can provide you with to reach out to them. You'll get those signatures after your surveyor creates the plat. But that would, yeah. That would be done in that order. Getting the surveyor to create the plat and then reaching out to those utility companies in the MAFCA and the city surveyor to get all their signatures on the plat. And then once it goes through the DHO and gets approved, our DFT staff and the city engineer at that point would sign the plat ourselves. And we'll take care of that process once and if it gets approved by the DHO, the plat.
Okay.
Yes.
The with signatures from the utility companies, I know one Comcast, is that is are they going to be required to sign it?
Yes,
Or
they will.
Lumen or whatever? Because the one thing is I don't know if there's a
Hey,
local
Jeremy
person that can,
and Jay,
yes.
can
I
we
know,
do this
Mr. Jeremy.
separately?
We got here. Just
Yeah.
I hate to. We hate to be. We'll answer all these questions. In fact, what we can do is set up a meeting to meet up with you and answer all these questions. We've got three more. Well, we got two more cases, to be quite frank, and we got to get through these pretty quick, as quickly as we can. Again, we'll be happy to answer any questions about the replat. This is just about the vacation of the easement, this action here. So, but we'll be happy to answer any questions about the replat
Okay.
after the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Salazar, yeah, I definitely appreciate your wanting to understand the process, Mr. Salazar. And thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck, Ms. Wolfley, for being willing to meet with him offline. We'll keep this focused on the merits of the vacation. Just one quick question for Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbeck. Now, this is something that the DHO approves. It's not a recommendation to council. Is that correct?
This is Jay Rudenbeck. You approved this, sir.
Thank you. In that case, I'm ready to roll on this item, which is agenda item 4, PR 2024-011232, VAC 2023-00001, request for vacation of public easement. I hereby approve said vacation because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item 4.